the rest of the story. The stagecoach clattered through the wilderness over a trail too dusty for weak lungs and too rolling and rugged for weak stomachs. And yet that was standard stagecoach travel in those days, in that next-to-last summer of the 19th century. It was the stage out of Riverside, bound for Globe, Arizona, somewhere in mid-journey, somewhere in Cane Springs Canyon. Driver, shotgun rider, two passengers are remembered, a Chinese gentleman, and the treasurer of Pinal County. Suddenly, two riders thundered out of nowhere, bandits, bold in that neither wore a mask. Guns drawn, the outlaws halted the stage. Do what I tell you and nobody gets hurt. It was the gruff voice of the leader with his six-gun, very apparent. There was no question as to which of these bandits was the leader. The subordinate of the two, later identified as Joe Boot, was merely taking orders. The Chinese passenger parted with more than $100. The Pinal County treasurer, even more. All in all, the outlaw's haul was $431. Firing menacing shots skyward, the robbers then galloped off, leaving their victims with trembling hands in the air. And minutes passed, and at long last, all was quiet in Cane Springs Canyon on the Arizona Stagecoach Trail. Only historians retrospectively would appreciate the rest of the story. For this stagecoach robbery, which took place during the summer of 1898, was the last recorded stagecoach holdup in the history of the American West. It was a sensational event at the time. Second Banana Bad man Joe Boot gave the authorities no trouble when the two outlaws were apprehended days later in the San Pedro Valley. Both were taken to the county jail. Joe Boot stayed put. His bolder boss made a break for it, clawed through a jailhouse wall, and fled into New Mexico. Within several days, the bandit leader, name of Hart, incidentally, was recaptured at Deming. Hart's trial was rather spectacular. During the proceedings, a couple of little old ladies reportedly approached the thief requesting an autograph for their young niece back home, and Hart granted the request. November 18, the last of the stagecoach bandits was sentenced to 5 years in the penitentiary at Yuma. Hart proved even meaner behind bars than running free. Opium deprivation at first, eventually just plain meanness for the sake of it. The former outlaw was paroled in 1902 on the condition that Hart depart Arizona permanently. Well, this same one-time stagecoach bandit opened a cigar and tobacco shop in Kansas City, was arrested once more in 1904, this time for fencing stolen goods. The history books sometimes refer to Hart as a low creature. A glint in the eye, hardened, foul-mouthed, illiterate. However, absolutely stunning in a dress. I said absolutely stunning in a dress for the last of the Wild West stagecoach bandits. The outlaw no bad man dared cross was no man at all, but Pearl Hart, a hold-up woman. And now you know the rest of the story.